been thinking about this HOV lane thing. Yeah, let's put together a convoy. Crank it up. Cheesy 70s movie. What can they do if we all drive in the HOV lane? Right? What can they do? Now, here's the thing. We've got some people on our side. First of all, your opinion of what they're doing with our HOV lanes, now that they've come close to finishing Project Neon, 15 to 95 interchange, they're running, I think it's like 30 plus miles between the 15 and the 95 of HOV lanes. They're adding HOV lanes. Because what they had before on the 15 was express lanes, sort of HOV lanes.
Yeah.
They're adding more. And now they're really going to enforce it. Because most people just cross over the line. They're just racing up. It's just a lane to pass. Right?
Yeah.
So the fine, if you're caught, and they're supposed to start enforcing it on Monday. Actually, they were supposed to start enforcing it, I think, last week. But it's $250. Do we need HOV lanes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like we do. But we also need enforcement, which is so odd. I've never once driven in an HOV lane without a passenger, but I have broken so many other laws with not even blinking my eyes. Like, I don't
care.
So what,
you fear the fine or respect for society?
Respect for society. Oddly enough, it has to be that because I have no
respect. It has to be that.
Well, because I have no respect for authority or law, really.
Yeah.
It's just more about, like, you're sharing the road. Like, these are the common understandings of what you do when you're on the road. This road, this lane is reserved for people with two people or more because they're saving gas and the environment and they're doing better than you are. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's the way things were and
are. Here's the thing. I have no respect for the HOV lanes here over the years, but I do in California.
Odd.
Like, well, unless I'm with a pass. I don't know.
It's the logic because of people.
Well, because then they don't enforce it.
Well,
they don't enforce it. But here's the other thing.
Okay.
Here's the other basic issue. Our roads are not big enough. They're not expanded enough to waste a lane on HOV.
That's probably where it
they're
comes from.
They're just
not. Yeah. I feel like that's a strong argument.
Now, what we've got set up here is there is a showdown between NDOT and the city. Let's listen to that. By the way, that was a Fox 5 report. These are more cuts from Fox 5. Nice job on this report. Folks, some of them on the city council are like, this is stupid. Not only do we think it's stupid, but we're not going to enforce it.
It's not fair to dedicate a road that the taxpayers paid for to a certain group of people. HOV enforcement does not do anything to reduce accidents and injuries.
Nevada Department of Transportation thinks otherwise. On Monday, they're debuting 20 more miles of HOV lanes on 95 and I-15. These ones will be monitored 24/7.
Speeding, which is life-threatening, running a stop sign, which is life-threatening, running a red light, which is life-threatening, have fines that are either less or about the same as using an HOV lane, which is not life-threatening.
So that was Stavros Anthony, the first voice, and then the city attorney, Justin Watkins, our attorney. He's our legal insider, is in studio with us. All right, first on the debate of HOV lanes and if we need them.
First thing I have to do is say happy birthday to my daughter, Sydney. She's 7 today.
Okay.
So got that?
Time's flying, buddy.
Yeah,
time's flying.
Right to the top of the list.
Happy birthday, Sydney.
There we go. I don't know. I don't know enough about the issue, to be honest with you. I don't know whether or not HOV lanes actually increase carpooling or not. My gut tells me it does not, that people either carpool or they don't, and the access to the HOV lane doesn't change that. So from my perspective, if I was looking at it as a lawmaker, if it doesn't change behavior, then what's the point? Okay?
That was what the councilman was saying.
No, that's not what he was saying. Not what he was saying.
So I got out of it.
He was saying,
I heard what I wanted to hear.
This doesn't make our roads safer. That was never the intent. Your traffic laws and your traffic policy and your transportation policy isn't only about that factor. It's not just about, well, if somebody doesn't follow this law, will they die? No. Well, then we don't need the law. That's not the case, right? Policy is bigger than that. And the original, I believe, intent of the policy was to encourage people to save on fuel, have cleaner air, less pollution, carpool with somebody.
Yeah.
And the idea was these HOV lanes, there's going to be so few people traveling them, you're going to bypass all the traffic, and so you'll want to do this. Two things that I don't think happened is, one, I don't think people then got into carpool situations that they otherwise wouldn't have. And two, the carpool lane, like if you go down into Southern California, is no faster than the other lanes. It's just as jammed. It just so happens that those people happen to have two people in the car.
I'll say sometimes it's a little bit faster. But believe me, you're not doing 75 while everyone else is crawling along at, you know, 15.
And that's where I think the issue is. You have a place like Southern California where it's too many people that the Hove Lane really doesn't make a difference most of the time, as we're talking about, right? Vegas, I would say, and I think this is something maybe Steve was saying about, we don't have enough people for it to be... Like, the traffic...
What I was saying. Okay, we have enough people. I don't think our roads are up to snuff in terms of the lanes to waste one on an HOV lane.
Okay, I was thinking, since the 24-hour schedule, people work, you know, staggered shifts, that our traffic is never that bad to warrant Hove lanes.
By the way, how about enforcing it 24-7?
Oy.
3 o'clock in the morning, make sure you're carpooling.
So, I actually, the only thing I can say is I like the idea of the HOV lanes instead of the express lanes, because the express lanes, in my estimation, were an ultimate failure. They were to prevent all these people from changing all the lanes if you knew you were going to go straight through town. Right. But what happened?
No one cares.
Who's in the express lane, number one? Truckers.
Yep.
So now I have, if you live down where I'm at, you have 4 straight lanes of truckers as they try to work their way over to the express lane, and they clog up the whole freeway as they try to get their way over there. And then as they get into that express lane, the whole way down, you just have people moving in and out in front of them, coming out. So nobody.
Well, if you're going to do the express lane, at a minimum, you got to have like plastic cones or something, which I'm sure people would just annihilate. But but at least there'd be like some appearance of rule.
Yeah,
because in a lot of places, the HOV or the express lanes, like, there's a median.
Yeah,
like, and there's only designated areas you get in and out. You can't cross over. So if you're gonna do it, you got to do it that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. But generally speaking, like, from a policy standpoint, careful what you do here, City Council, because let's remember what you are. You are a subdivision that serves at the pleasure of the state. So the state could literally say tomorrow, City of Las Vegas is no more. There is no such thing as the City of Las Vegas. The City of Las Vegas only exists to the extent that the state of Nevada recognizes it. Okay? The city attorney, that position, only exists to the extent that the state of Nevada allows the City of Las Vegas to have a city attorney.
How quickly do you think I could put together a petition and get like 75% of signatures in City of Las Vegas to secede?
I don't
and
think
not
anybody
give our tax
could
money.
Get any petition in the City of Las Vegas to 75% of voters for anything.
30?
Did you see?
40?
We have a City of Las Vegas.
Let's secede!
General vote.
By the way, I think I'm the only one in the room who actually lives in the City of Las Vegas. This is why I'm fascinated by this as well.
No.
Go ahead, finish.
But,
sorry.
But there was just a primary vote for City Council in April. Probably didn't know that. Maybe you did.
I did.
Right? What was the turnout?
Not good.
2%. Right? The general's coming up in a couple weeks in June. People don't even know that. Yeah. The turnout's going to be like 6%. So I guess my message is, if these issues are important to you,
just come as you laugh through your words.
Now, here's the real showdown. Listen to this, because the suggestion here is, if you know the City of Las Vegas borders.
Yeah.
HOV lane, baby. Free for all.
If you're caught driving in the HOV lane alone, you could get hit with a $250 ticket. Now, within Las Vegas city limits, if you get a ticket, you can go to court and ask for the fine to be reduced to a parking ticket. The court will lower it down to $10.
Not advisable is what I would say. So, okay, you have the city attorney making a unilateral decision as to what is good policy and what is not. Not what they are there for. That's not your job, right?
You look don't at this get, attorney on attorney crime here,
right? Your job is not to determine policy. Your job is to enforce the laws as written. Now, me personally, they can't prevent a ticket from being written. Why can't they? Right? Where's these HOV lanes on the interstate? So who writes the ticket? NHP writes the ticket.
Metro can't pull you over?
Metro could, but the ticket, that's NHP jurisdiction. So the Metro won't even go on there looking to write tickets. Any ticket that's going to be written on there is going to be NHP.
So what are they puffing out their chest for?
So you're still
I got all excited.
So can I blow by Metro? I'm just like, you can't pull me over? Yeah, you can't do nothing.
So that's number one.
Can't touch me?
No. So they provide each other equal, you know. But NHP is going to write that ticket. So city attorneys can't even say don't write tickets because NHP is going to say no. We enforce the state, you know, the laws. We're going to enforce this. It's on a state property. But then if it's in the city limits, it's going to go to Las Vegas Municipal Court. Okay. But it still has to go to court.
But they'll throw it out. It's $10.
You have to show up. Did you hear what she said?
Sure.
You have to show up. So you have to waste your time to go down there, and it's $10.
For me, it's not a waste of time.
No, but wait.
It's a statement I'm making.
But no, it's what they've done is they've created this
change.
They've created this false sense that any HOV violation is only going to be a $10 fine in city limits.
Right.
So now you jump in the HOV lane where it starts, which is out in the south part of town by me, right? Over by Silverado Ranch exit. You hop in there. That's Clark County.
Okay.
No $10.
I understand.
Right?
I'm fully aware of I live in the city of Las Vegas. I know the borders. So, I will be in and out of that HOV lane the second I move into Clark County.
What if they wrote you a ticket every single time? And you had to go down there every single time. You had to appear at court to get a $10 ticket. Would you keep doing it for $10 a time?
Possibly.
No,
I don't believe they're going to do it. He's